Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June the 1st. Some good news this morning to start with. July corn up 9¾ cents at 603¾. That's 25 cents off of yesterday morning's lows. July wheat up 16¼ cents at 610½. That's 37 cents off the lows. And July beans up 22¼ cents at 1322. That's 51 cents off the lows. We've had a few pop-up showers in northern Illinois yesterday. Really didn't amount to much. We're going to be 90 degrees today for the third day in a row in Chicago. There are some rains around Des Moines. There's a little cluster, fairly decent size, maybe bringing a quarter to an inch of rain there. But we'll see these pop-up showers here and there. But the long-term forecast remains pretty dry and temperatures into the 90s. So that's part of what's gotten the grains excited here. The other part is the Saudis are tendering for 480,000 metric tons of wheat. There'll probably be a very small chance that the U.S. could get any of that business. I'm guessing the Russians will get most of it. Now, one of the things in the wheat market, the Russians are talking about their coast being under attack, which means that they might cancel the grain deal. Is this just another ploy by the Russians to sell wheat at higher prices? We don't know. But, you know, they've been griping about this deal ever since they made it. Are they going to suspend it? Are they going to cancel it? Are they just continuing to gripe? Nobody really knows. Once again today, we didn't see any export sales. We didn't see any cancellations either. Well, that's a bit of a plus, but it doesn't look really probable that the U.S. will get any of that Saudi business with Russian wheat so cheap out here. The outside market's pretty quiet. The dollar's down just 23 ticks. The bonds are strong, up almost a full point. Crude oil's down 30 cents a barrel, but the trade's really going to start focusing on June weather. The next 6 to 10 days, it looks pretty dry and hot. So, you know, we'll see these pop-up showers, but do they do much general good? Probably not that much. I mean, wherever the rain falls, it'll help those crops, but they're really too far and few between. So, you know, I don't see it being that big of a deal for the time being. And obviously the market is a little bit more concerned with it too. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.